The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by... we'll get back to you on that. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles right here on ToyWorldOrder.com and on iTunes and Stitcher under Toy World Order. We're your host. I'm Duvall, that's Dave Draper.
Yay.
Yay! Dave Draper, who last week made another journey around the sun.
I mean, it wasn't just last week, but sure.
Well, I mean, it was just last week.
I mean, it was a whole year.
Well, but your birthday was ended last week. Yeah, but your birthday was last week. Which is why we didn't record last week, because I took Dave out to dinner for his birthday.
Everybody took me out to dinner.
Yeah, and Dave got a lot of dinners for his birthday.
Did I tell you about that? Somebody we know took me to Maldner's? Did I tell you that?
No, to where?
Maldner's.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, well, you've never eaten there either, huh?
No.
That's a very fancy restaurant here in town.
Oh, okay.
Can you, it was a very sweet gesture on her part.
Right.
I was miserable. There was nothing on the menu I wanted to eat.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the schmanciest restaurants in town.
Wow.
Everything was fish or had raspberry sauce.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, it was just, and it's one of these, like, it was built on another building. You know how they do that, like especially in the Midwest, I guess. They'll, you know, it's like some other building and they put something else in there eventually.
Yeah.
So it's all super cramped.
Yeah.
You know how I love cramped environments.
Uh-huh.
It's all dressy. It's all schmancy. Oh, I felt so bad for her husband because he, like halfway through, he was just like, we were supposed to go to Texas Roadhouse.
Right.
But there was like an hour long wait because, you know, we did this at like 7 o'clock on a Saturday night, which is, you know.
Right.
Typical for, I mean, she meant well. But like, oh God, it was, I mean, like I'm sitting there like, because I mean, yeah, okay, yeah. First of all, I'd already been taking that to dinner twice before anyway.
Right.
To a Chinese place and to
Red Robin.
Yum. So, like, I don't really care that there's literally nothing on the menu I want to eat.
Right.
Like, I'm sort of more enjoying it. Like, I'm getting a story out of it.
Yes.
It's a good thing. Even if you're not, like, a real writer, if you're just sort of a semi-writer, like, you get a story out of it. So, but, oh, man. And then he got the fish, and that made me, like, ugh, the smell. And she got, like, steak, and it was supposed to be medium rare, but ugh.
Really?
Oh, it was like this slab of pink goo, and I'm like,
oh, Jesus.
Because you know me.
Oh, yeah.
I need my meat cooked to, like, briquette level.
Yes. Although, what's funny you say about fish, it's like, that's what I had when we went out to dinner. I had fish and chips.
Yeah, but yours were fried.
That's true. Mine was fried.
So it smelled like that sweet, delicious cooking grease.
Yes, yeah. Mm, yeah, baby.
Good, healthy cooking grease.
Get some healthy stuff there, my friend. That's healthy. Mm.
This was that was the irony. Is, you know, of course, I just... To me, one of the funniest things is, you know, of course, I would have been just happy staying home playing Jurassic World Evolution.
Right.
Well, what he got was the Chilean sea bass. And I had to refrain from laughing every time that he mentioned it, because, you know, that's what they order. In Jurassic Park, the original Jurassic Park, after they feed the cow to the raptors, and Hammond's like, who's hungry?
Right.
They have Alejandro's famous Chilean sea bass.
Yeah.
So it's like, even if I leave the house, I can't
those
get away.
Those two things don't feel like they would go together ever.
What, Chilean sea bass?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, who wants chili and fish?
You're making a joke, right? You're making a joke.
No.
You're making a joke.
Actually, I'm really dumb. I don't even
I love you.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
You're my little brother.
I don't know what it is.
So, in South America.
Are you saying Chilean?
Chilean.
Oh, Chilean. Okay. I heard chili and sea bass, and I was like, well, those two things don't go together ever.
Chilean.
Okay, now that makes more sense.
From the country of Chile.
Yes, that makes completely more sense now. You need to enunciate your Chilean.
Okay.
Because I heard chili and.
All right.
Chilean, don't go into the light.
Don't go
into the light, Chilean. This house is clean.
Both of them are dead.
Well, you know, that's what she gets for saying the house is clean when it's not.
That's true. It was not clean.
It was clearly not. Also, that was like 40 years ago. Come on.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm surprised Craig T. Nelson's still alive.
He's still kicking.
Yes, I don't know. I haven't checked lately. I haven't checked less than like 2 minutes.
Yeah, his last 20 minutes or so. Oh, the amount of celebrity deaths this year.
I told you this. I think when Bowie died, I posted on Facebook, was that the next 10 years are going to be rough for our generation.
Yeah.
because we're gonna, like, all these people, none of these people were like children when they were making the stuff in the '80s that we grew up with.
No, not at all.
So they're all old now.
Today, Meatloaf and Louis Anderson and Bob Saget was a surprise.
Bob Saget was a big surprise.
Yeah, he really wasn't that old.
He wasn't, but he didn't look good. Like, something was wrong.
Yeah, he looked really bloated.
Yeah. Well, and so did Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
He was getting a weird face bloat thing.
Yeah. So, ugh. Yeah, it's gonna be hard. Be a hard decade. Hard decade. Hard dickhead.
Chilean sea bass.
Hmm. Yeah, you got all kinds of food last week. Some good,
I didn't have to hit the stores until like yesterday.
That's awesome.
To get food. Yeah,
Well, Carrie and I had been without an oven for 2 weeks up until this past Tuesday, and let me tell you, we became experts at what can you cook in a crock pot.
Yeah.
Because everything we had was, I mean, the stovetop still worked. I have
a book you could have borrowed.
Yeah, that's true. But the stovetop still worked, so we could technically make stuff on the stovetop, but like we couldn't make spaghetti because we couldn't make bread, so everything we made like was in the crock pot.
Make bread?
Well, you put the bread in the oven.
You go to the store.
Yeah.
You go to the aisle that has bread.
Yeah.
Say, oh, look, bread.
Garlic bread. Garlic cheese bread I like with my sketty.
I do too.
Yeah. You can't cook that if the oven don't work.
You can get microwavable stuff.
So, of course, your little brother bought an oven that I can control from my phone.
Because
I'm an idiot. Because I was like, ooh, okay. Plus, eventually I can make Alexa controller too, so it's just amazing. Ah, technology.
When Skynet happens, you are screwed.
I know. I'm not screwed. I'll just bow down before my robotic masters.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm here to serve you, O lords. Ah, damn it. For fans of the Lego Star Wars games, they are doing the Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga, which is what all 9 films together in one game, which, motherfuckers, I will buy it again.
See, the problem with the Lego games is that they're fun, but they're all the same game.
This, actually, they've made a lot of changes to the game. They've added a bunch of stuff. They've added certain things, like certain actions and stuff. So they've actually added a lot of
things. There's different ways to break Legos down.
Well, but the characters have different weapons now and different abilities.
Which break Legos down into pieces.
I'm fine with that.
The same game.
But I've always said that the Lego games are always like were for the longest time, my stress reliever. Like, I could put a Lego game in if I was stressed out and play it and just be like, ah.
Alright.
But the Lego Star Wars, the Skywalker Saga, will come out on Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC in April 5th, 2022. So it's coming.
Okay.
And then my Horizon
Western something.
Oh yeah, the Western Civilization.
Western.
I cannot wait. That's in a couple weeks. Oh buddy, oh I'm excited.
Now is that coming out for?
Oh, it's coming out for PS4. I'm gonna buy it. I'm gonna play it.
I was gonna say I half expect to hear this knock knock knock. So Dave, buddy, pal, you know how you're always like having me do stuff for you. Well, so this the Horizon thing is on the PS5. Yeah. Payback time, sir.
Now, remember, I was really pissed when they announced that because it was one of the announcement titles for the PS5, and I was like, "Son of a bitch."
Well, yeah, but at that point, I didn't have PS5.
Yeah, so. And then they were like, "Oh, by the way, it's also coming out on PS4," and I was like, "Woo!"
Yeah, well, look, all I'm gonna say is technically, so did Jurassic World Evolution 2.
Yeah, but Jurassic World Evolution 2, they like locked it down so you couldn't do squat with it.
Well, that's because it does not run well on the PS4.
Yeah, that's probably why. It sounds like it barely runs on the PS5 sometimes.
No. I mean, it has crashed. Let me put it this way. Since I've had it, it's crashed twice.
Oh, okay.
Like, on the PS4, that could be like an hour.
Hour, yeah.
And like, it was the same. It's the same issue too. Like, I think it's usually when you add a new dinosaur to the park. And I think there's something about like whatever that initial calculation or adjustment is causes it to glitch.
I got you. Reminds me of there was the latest episode of Let's Play It Out where he.
I only got about halfway through that.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
With like a God simulator.
It was some God simulator, yeah. It was all pixel too.
Yeah.
It was like all pixel characters. That was fun. Jurassic World Dominion's marketing campaign's getting big as they made a commercial for the Winter Olympics, where we see an Olympic skier skiing down a slope only to be chased by what looked like Blue.
It was Blue.
Gets chased by Blue, and she stops, and Blue comes, looks like he's going to attack her, and then they both look up, and here comes T-Rexy out of the forest and roars, and that was the commercial.
Yeah. Well, that's because, you know, NBC is owned by... or
NBC Universal.
Yeah, Universal.
Yeah. So we're near, and that's not till June of this year.
Yeah, I don't
year,
quite understand why they...
But they're they're starting to gear up. Excuse me.
Which is weird, because I thought, I was surprised that Blue was going to attack her, because I thought the whole point of the last film was that Blue was super empathic.
Yeah, that's
and
what
this
I
was like
too.
This was a thing.
Yeah. This was a big thing. But apparently,
yeah, continuity is not apparently a strong suit of the later Jurassic movies.
No, no. Fans of the Korean series Squid Game that was on Netflix this year will be happy to know that it's not only is it getting a season 2, but there's also a bunch of more Korean stuff coming to Netflix, as it seems like a lot of their stuff is actually really well made.
You've heard that.
There's a movie, surprise, surprise, deals with zombies.
What?
Called All of Us Are Dead.
Well, Train to Busan was supposed to be really good.
Yeah, Train to Busan is apparently really good.
Part 2 was not so much.
Yeah. But... All of Us Are Dead, directed by Lee Jok and Kim Nam-soo, and written by Chung Se-il, stars Yoon Chang-young, and concerned students trapped in a high school right at the nexus of a zombie outbreak. So, something a little new. Based on a popular webtoon by creator Jeon Dong-kyun, touted as a Korean-style zombie graphic novel with its wild imagination, gripping storyline, and meticulous details, the horrific visuals of students affected by the mysterious zombie virus and stunning action set in different parts of the school are a must-watch. So, that's coming out January 28th. There's a movie called Money Heist Korea, Joint Economic Area.
Okay.
Narrates a genius strategist and his talented crew composed of top-class thieves attempting to pull off an unprecedented heist in the Korean peninsula. The story portrays unexpected twists and turns as the crew stage a hostage while...
Stage a hostage?
That's what it says. That's why I'm reading it verbatim. As the crew stage a hostage while facing inexplicable challenges. So yeah, there's this show's called a show called Juvenile Justice 2521, Forecasting Love and Winter 39, Tomorrow, Business Proposal, The Sound of Magic. There's all kinds of stuff coming. It's
well, also, you know, that's all coming to Netflix, which is interesting because, you know, not interesting, but it is interesting to point. I don't know why I keep saying interesting. My point is, everybody else has a streaming service now,
yeah,
so Netflix needs to get stuff from somewhere,
yeah, that's true. So, Korea it is.
Korea it is.
And surprisingly, it's really good. Like, I watched all of Squid Game, and I was entertained just like half the world was. I was like, all right, this is actually really good.
I haven't seen that one yet.
There's a couple of episodes, just like any series, where you're like, ugh. But I was like, I mean, the lead actor that won a Golden Globe.
No, oh, cool.
So, it's kind of neat.
Those still exist. Neat.
Yes, they do. They were not televised this year. They were just all online.
Yeah, that's not a surprise.
I know. Warner Brothers' release of The Batman by Matt Reeves. It's currently set to be released March 4th of this year. So we know currently that the Batman running time is 175 minutes long.
Okay.
So.
Is that why they're releasing it early so that it can be done in time for summer?
Apparently.
I'm still looking forward to it.
I am too. So, I am too. I'm curious to see how it works out.
I've heard, sadly, that Colin Farrell's Penguin is not in it that much.
Yeah.
But he's supposed to get his own show.
Well, that's kind of neat.
His own spinoff series. Yeah. I'm like, okay. So.
That'd be kind of neat.
Yeah, I guess. I always like it when the Penguin gets a little love.
Yeah, especially this version. It's a very different version.
It's basically Robert De Niro. I mean, it's Colin Farrell playing him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's doing Robert De Niro.
Right.
So, like the two clips he has in the trailer are like my favorite parts. Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa, sweetheart.
I got you.
I got you. Oh, that look. That look when the Batmobile bursts through the flames and he's like... It was at that moment that Oswald Cobblepot knew he had done fucked up.
It was at that moment that Oswald shit his pants. Disguise Incorporated, the costume division of leading toy and consumer products manufacturer Jack Specific, announced they are currently designing and developing costumes and masks based on Netflix hit series Squid Game. So this fall we'll have
Basically hoods with the fucking PlayStation symbols on them.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
So
you guys burned the candles at both ends getting that figured out.
Yeah, boy, did they.
And they're like tracksuits, right?
Yeah, yeah. The other characters wear tracksuits with numbers on them.
Well, I thought the enforcers basically wear tracsuits with the hoods.
They do. They're like full body tracksuits. Yeah.
Jeez. Okay. Yeah. You guys.
They'll sell. People will buy them.
I know, but it's just like we're developing them. Oh, are you?
Yeah.
That I imagine that's difficult.
Yeah, again, as Dave said, burning the candle at both ends there, Bubba. Super 7 presented an all-new Ultimates wrestling figure, this time in the image of the late, great Andre the Giant. From his, I think it was from his Japanese days when he was in yellow trunks. Andre in yellow trunks comes with a couple different heads, a whole bunch of hands, and a beer can.
Hey.
That he can dwarf with his hand. The figure will be $55.
Yeesh.
So... Yeah. I don't know. It's a nice looking figure.
I don't know. I didn't like the... It's okay. That head sculpt...
The head sculpt's not great.
No, none of them are, but that one looks completely different than the other two they show.
Yeah.
And then they showed the packaging.
Well, it's the
Oh, it's that one. Okay.
Yeah, it's that one. It's just the lighting's different.
Always remember, I'm seeing these at an angle.
Yeah, here you go.
That's fine.
Yeah, but he can hold...
It's a really good Jon Favreau.
It is a really good Jon Favreau. For customers out there, you want a Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
This last week, NECA showed off their latest Universal Monsters TMNT crossover, which is Leonardo as the Hunchback. Dave is torn.
I'm not torn. It's just, why are they going to give him the shittiest monster? Why can't he get a good monster?
Honestly, I'm excited because he's in the fucking storage shell.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's brilliant.
I mean, it looks really well done, but, like, I don't like the character they picked for him.
I just love that you can shove all the stuff he comes with in his storage shell.
Well, I mean...
No, he's kind of neat looking.
That should be every turtle.
It's a beautiful looking sculpted figure, though.
Yes. Not disagreeing. It's the dumb... It's not even a monster. He's the Frankenstein's assistant.
It's actually... Yeah, I was going to say, it's Igor.
It's Igor.
But well, they call him the Hunchback.
Or Fritz.
Yeah, or Fritz. But it's Igor.
Yeah, it's not the Notre Dame one.
Yeah, it's not the Notre Dame one. But, yeah, I kind of like it. It's kind of neat.
Meh.
And I guess, according to they released some box art, too, I guess, and there's another character that you can tell it's one of the other turtles, which is probably going to be Raphael, or whoever. Who do we have left? Michelangelo?
No, we've got two of them, don't we?
We've got April and... Because we've had Donnie, we've had Leo.
Have we had...
Okay. We've had Raphael, because Raphael's Frankenstein. So, Michelangelo...
Who's Donnie?
Donnie was.
Are you sure we've had? I thought we've only had like one, and Leo, who I appreciate is another one, but.
No, we've had. So Raph.
Oh my god.
Let's see. I thought they had shown pictures of Donatello.
Raphael is Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah.
Leonardo is the Hunchback.
Hunchback. April's going to be the Bride of Frankenstein.
Okay, but she's not one of the turtles.
No.
That's all they've got it on Big Bad.
damn it. Oh, Donatello's the mummy.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's on the box. So Michelangelo is the only one that's left they haven't done, and apparently the little shadowed image of Mikey has a fedora, so people are thinking he's going to be
Van Helsing.
Van Helsing.
Okay.
But the box art for these are amazing. I love the looking at it closer. The font they use reminds me of Aurora creature models.
Could be deliberate.
Yeah, could be very deliberate. So, but that's coming here soon. Maybe. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Studios, the statue company, has revealed three new Thundercat villain statues. One of Jackalman, one of Monkeyan, and one of Mammut.
Mm.
Which the Mammut one's kind of neat.
Yeah, the Mammoth one's kind of cool.
Because you can actually see that Mammoth has ears, because usually you can't tell that he has ears.
I never thought of it.
Yeah. Beautiful statues, though.
Yeah.
Out of my price range and not my collectible.
Yeah.
Jackalman and Monkeyin are priced at $159.99, and Mammoth's $100. So.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not a big statue guy.
No, not really. News last week that we didn't get to cover was that Toy Fair New York 2022 was canceled officially. They officially canceled it. I mean, it kind of was, the writing was on the wall when Hasbro, one of the major, you know, one of the major the major companies that, yeah, that they redesigned all of Toy Fair in order to put Hasbro into the Javits Center, because Hasbro actually is usually held off campus from the Javits Center, so you have to have an invitation from Hasbro. They had a showroom that was in New York that they owned, and now they've decided they're not doing that anymore. They're going to be a part of Toy Fair. So this year was their first, supposed to be their first year in the Javits Center. It was going to be a huge deal, and then they were like, "Yeah, we're not coming." and then slowly, one by one, these other companies started dropping out. And apparently, I was told by some of our contacts that they've known for a month now that it was getting canceled, and they just were waiting for them to officially announce it. Like, they had gotten emails from people they worked with that were like, "Yeah, don't bother getting your tickets for the plane ticket for Toy Fair, because that's not happening." But also on top of that, they also canceled the German Toy Fair, which which was also which was scheduled for I think a week before New York Toy Fair. So. I imagine we'll just have what we had last year, and all the toy companies will release stuff online, which they're already kind of starting to. I know today Hasbro showed off a bunch of G.I. Joe stuff.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. They did. Let's see if I can find it here. I know they showed off the twins. They showed off classified versions of Zaymot and Tomax.
Okay. Assume those are exclusive to somewhere horrible.
I don't think they're exclusive anymore, honestly.
Yeah. The minute I said that, I think the deal was that they were going to do the variant stuff as exclusive.
Yes, yeah.
Like Python Patrol.
Yeah.
Which is why you never see any of it.
That's no shit. Yeah, here we go. So we get a Stalker.
It's a cool design.
Classified Stalker, classified Gung Ho, maybe. These days. If the picture loads,
I think I've seen that. I think I've seen that on What's on Joe Mind's podcast. I think I had a picture of it.
Yeah, because I knew they had released the packaging artwork, and he was on the packaging, so they were like, "Well, Gung Ho's coming, apparently."
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're getting Gung Ho, which actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, it's like Gung Ho.
Yeah. We're getting a Scarlet. Lady J.
One that's Lady J, too. Yeah. That's been out.
Yeah, Lady J, who's been out. Some new O-rings, so we're getting a new Cobra Commander and a new Duke.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, O-ring.
Those two characters that we need.
Yeah. I'm going to guess they resculpted those because they look terrible.
Yeah, they look pretty bad.
They look bad. They're a little chunkier than they probably should be.
Well, that's probably due to new standards.
Yeah.
Safety standards.
Yeah. I thought there was a new Baroness, too.
Of course there would be.
I thought I saw pictures of a new Baroness. Okay, yep, here we go. So, Zaymot and Tomax, so the twins, look good. I mean, you know, they're mirror images of each other, so.
Well, yeah, that's the whole Brothers Karamazov thing. Oh, look, cool Vipers.
Yeah, cool Vipers that Dave will probably never be able to find.
Yeah, probably not.
A new Baroness. Or just a Baroness. Or is that the same Baroness that was from the motorcycle?
I think the head might be a little different.
Really?
It might be different.
And then I think a new Destro, too. A more cartoon-accurate
Destro?
Yeah,
he looks a little more cartoonish.
Yeah. So, plus we're getting a Trooper 2-pack. Yeah. More Cobra Troopers, basically. Which I never knew this, and somebody pointed out, was the Cobra Trooper with the red Cobra symbol on it, his right arm, like... I always wondered what the little thing on his arm was, but it's actually like piano wire so they can kill people with it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I was like, oh, God. Like, okay, well.
Off you go, kiddies.
I won't sleep tonight, apparently. That's good to know.
I did not realize that.
Nerf showed off a limited Star Wars new blaster based on Boba Fett's EE3 blaster.
Okay.
So it's kind of neat.
I like that it's not... I like that they went with the orange tip as opposed to making the whole thing orange or white or...
Right, you know, right, right.
Which I know that they have to do for safety reasons.
Yeah, I know people are pissed. The neutrino wand from Hasbro Pulse, the Spengler's neutrino wand from Ghostbusters for Afterlife, they announced that they've had to put an orange tip on it, and people are not happy about it.
You don't want people, you don't want kids getting shot.
I know. Well, true. Looks like you can pre-order that Nerf blaster on Hasbro Pulse, Amazon, and fan channels. The pre-orders end on March 31st, 2022. Kind of neat. You fire a dart, you load a drum, prime it, and pull the trigger. It includes blaster, 3 drums, 12 darts, and instructions. So it's kind of neat. It's a working Nerf rifle.
Well, I mean, they had a Stormtrooper one, which I've got.
Yes, you do.
For the new films. And they have, I don't know if it's out yet, but they've got the...
The Mandalorian.
Mandalorian phase
yeah.
blaster thing.
Yeah. Speaking of the Batman from earlier, Spin Master, which some of which are sitting on Dave's table.
Yes.
Spin Master announced a new 3¾-inch figures for the Batman. There's a Turbo Boost RC-controlled Batmobile.
Well, I didn't see that one.
Which has wheelie action,
okay.
Which is kind of neat. There is a 12-inch wingsuit Batman figure with looks like lights and sounds.
Yeah.
So there's the 4-inch line, which includes Selina Kyle, wingsuit Batman, and Penguin.
Yep.
Which Dave has wingsuit Batman and Penguin.
No, the Batman comes with.
Oh, the Batman comes with the Batmobile. Okay.
Yeah, and I do have Selina somewhere.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I found all of them.
Oh, okay. There's the 12-inch kind of kitty style ones.
Yeah.
That actually look like they got some articulation to them, man.
I think they're just, I don't know.
They almost have articulation.
Yeah, it looked like they were just scaled up versions of the 4-inch figures.
Which is not bad, honestly. Yeah. So there's a Selina Kyle and a Batman for that. And then there's also a Batmobile, which Batman comes with, which Dave, of course, has.
Yeah.
And they all, of course, all the figures come with these little...
they still have the Spin Masters 3 accessory thing. And then they've got these little...
Little red kind of X-ray kind of 3D.
Well, it's like the Transformer ScanTech things.
Yes,
but like you've got a little card with a clue, and you put it in the scanner.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Oh, is Penguin's money in his little case?
Yeah.
Oh, you just threw away the orange blaster somewhere, didn't you?
No, I mean I've got it.
Oh, it's kind of dumb. It's kind of dumb. They come with like single color
accessories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean it's.
It's a kitty line.
It's from the Spin Master line. Like if you
because they've been doing that with the DC.
They've been doing that with the DC figures. What's really cool is unlike the DC stuff, they at least have a couple of accessories that look appropriate.
Appropriate, right?
Whereas with the DC ones, they're all like the old Playmates Star Trek line.
Oh yeah,
where they're all like orange or green or yellow.
Which did you see that Playmates announced they're doing a new Star Trek line?
I saw that, but yeah. I haven't seen any specifics on.
I haven't yet either.
Like, is it going to be?
Nobody knows. They're going to announce it next week.
Yeah. Okay.
So, or Saturday, I think Saturday. Transformers and G.I. Joe are leaving IDW at the end of this year. They've been at IDW for 17 fucking years. Transformers has G.I. Joe for 14.
Yeah.
So they might be the longest running IP holder for the comics for the rights to those two brands.
Maybe. I don't know how long the Marvel runs were.
I know they weren't that long. I want to say the G.I. Joe Marvel run ended in the 90s.
Okay.
And it started in 84?
I don't know. No, it started pretty early for Joe. Because that was the whole thing with the commercials.
Yeah, and the Transformers started shortly after that.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure who is getting them because they're... those are the only two they're losing. They'll still IDW will still have Dungeons & Dragons and My Little Pony, but they are losing Transformers and G.I. Joe at the end of the year. Which is kind of
I'm kind of surprised IDW still exists.
I mean, that's what they're existing on, honestly, is the Hasbro IPs.
Okay.
And they're not going to be existing on it for much longer, apparently.
I mean, if they had kept up with those complete omnibuses of Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Which they never finished. That was a dick move.
Aren't they still missing one?
They're missing, like...
Well, didn't they, like, they do stopped. A bunch and then stop?
Yeah,
and
they
then
did a bunch
of the one after the next one?
No, not that I'm aware of.
No. They've done, what, 9?
6 or 7. They got up, I think they got right up to the Cobra Civil War.
Mm.
They had, like at least a lot of issues beyond that.
I wonder if they just stopped selling.
I don't know. I bought them.
Yeah, I know a lot of people bought them.
Yeah. I think they just might have been a little too expensive to keep up with. I don't know. But it was very frustrating because, you know, it's like, right. I was like, ooh, I don't have to, like, chase down all these issues that right. I never got.
The Transformer side of news, some Mastermind Creations, which is one of the third-party companies, are creating an MP scale Defensor. So they gave the first look at their MP scale character named Medicus, which is basically first aid. And it looks really good. Third party figures. If you've never bought a third party figure, Dave and I can both attest to that some of them are really good.
They're usually really good, but they're also not always, but like I would say 9 times out of 10, they're much smaller than the pictures suggest.
Yes, they are. Quickwave was the only exception. I remember that I was like, oh, like he's
Quickwave in that, and what was it, God King? The combiner Dinobots.
Yeah.
Oh God, what's that scale? They were huge. They were the right. Master scale or whatever it's called.
But they show him as the left arm of Defensor, even though they're on they show him on the Bruticus models that they've done, but they are doing a Defensor, so this is the first one out of the gate.
That's kinda cute that they're interchangeable like the old ones were.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. If they weren't so damn expensive, I would buy a bunch of them.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
They're just really fucking expensive. Pricey, man. Paramount Studios has given a date on their new animated Transformers movie coming out in 2024. Will come out July 19th.
Okay.
So, looks like they've announced a bunch of stuff. Paramount has The Godfather 50 Years. It's coming out February 25th of this year. A movie called Blazing Samurai will be out July 22nd. Secret Headquarters is now August 5th, 2022. A new animated Turtles movie, which I think is the one with Seth Rogen and I want to say they're part of the creative. Is now August 4th of next year. An untitled sequel to The A Quiet Place is now September 22nd, 2023. Mission Possible 7 and 8 continue to get pushed back. They've been pushed all the way back to July 14, 2023 and June 28, 2024. Untitled Transformers Animations is July 19th. And Under the Boardwalk was removed from the schedule completely, so I'm not sure what that film was. But
sounds like a musical.
Probably was. They were probably like, oh God, musicals are failing. Get it out. Get it out. And then we have somebody got an early look at one of the new Studio Series 86 figures in the form of Junkyard, which is another one of the Junkions, which reuses, of course, the mold for Rekgar. Thank you. Only they've made some. They've actually added some new sculpted bits to it, which instead of just reusing the mold completely, it's the same but different. The chest piece is different. The head's an all new sculpt. The arms have all new sculpted kind of shields on them. But overall, the rest of the figure is the same except for some of the coloring. And he's got these weird... On the chest piece, he's got these weird handlebar things that come out and around his back. The handlebars actually are different. So there's actually quite a bit of difference on the vehicle. Like the looking at them in motorcycle mode, I like the new Junkion motorcycle mode more than I like Rekgar's because... I don't know if you didn't buy the Studio Series 86 Rekgar, did you?
No.
The transformation's dumb. Like, just as dumb as the vintage toy. I'm like, I hate this is stupid. But the new one actually does look a lot better. Like, the windshield of the motorcycle's a lot bigger and thicker. We've got these wings that like kind of the gas tank, the handles are much better looking. So I kind of like that one a lot better than the original one. So I'll be looking for that when it hits, along with like I'm still looking for Perceptor and stuff. I almost ordered him on Big Bad Toy Store today, but
do it.
Yeah, I know I need to, just so I can find it. But yeah, I
don't even bother. Like I just order everything on Big Bad
because
now.
This is how I will pose them. I will transform Junkyard, and I will put Rekgar on top of him, like in the movie. So they're riding one another, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So the studio series is what's making me continue to buy Transformers because they're dicks and I hate them. And then for you, those of you who are collecting collecting Transformers, if you've never gotten Toy Hacks upgraded labels for your Transformers, the Retgar labels are actually really, really good for this. Actually, they released a bunch of new labels. They released labels for the Judgment Pit box set. Mm-hmm. That was a HasLab exclusive.
That's a HasLab.
Yep. But the Retgar ones, the labels are actually really well done for him. Like, it adds so many details that Hasbro would just... I wish they would do stickers like this, but it wouldn't be cost-effective for them. But they do all these chrome stickers around, like, his engine plates and stuff and his chest piece. There's just there's some you know, they do like the knee joints and stuff, and Dave's very familiar with this. Like, he comes with an Easy Rider sticker that can go on him, because Dave's done a bunch of the
I've done a couple of them.
Yeah, but the saddlebags on the back, they've actually made a sticker that goes over the front of the saddlebag that makes it look like it's got leather straps on it, which is really nice. Which is making me thinking about buy as well. As you can open up the saddlebags and there's little stickers of stuff in there, that like there's like a little label for Flex Tape in there and a bunch of other stuff and As Seen on TV. So it's kind of cute little nods, neat little things that Toy Hacks does for their stuff. But yeah, it's a fun little set. I've actually done a bunch. I know Dave's waiting on what, Black Zarak?
Yes,
which he should be shipping soon, shouldn't he?
I mean, he's scheduled to ship last month.
Mm. And, of course, we still have not seen him.
No.
Although Big Bad Toy Store shows that he's in stock.
What?
Yeah. Okay. I saw it said it was in stock today.
Okay.
Because, like I said, I was looking at Transformers today, and it was like, oh, he's...
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he says he's in stock. So maybe he's in your pile of loot, and you just don't know it?
I don't think so. I would have gotten a notice.
Oh, no, it's now it says pre-order. It said in stock earlier, but now it says pre-order. Never mind. My bad.
You is a dope.
I is a dope.
They might have gotten like a couple in.
And then they were gone.
And then, well, they fulfilled their...
Yeah, because Refractor was in stock this morning, too. And I was like, oh, Refractor. But I didn't buy it. Because I already have three reflectors and, you know.
Yeah.
Although I'm tempted to buy Slammer on here, because I know I'll never find fucking Slammer. Slammer is the little tank that came with Metroplex.
Oh, okay.
And that's why I want him, because I don't have Metroplex, but I'm like, I have Six Gun. I want Slammer. I must own this creature. But he's $25, and I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
Damn Transformers.
Yeah, no, I did that with... Trypticons, extra guys.
Oh, yeah. Surprised Dave hasn't ordered any more Toy Hacks labels, because I'm usually the one that gets to put them on.
Well, I don't really get that many Transformers, dude.
Yeah, you put the last ones on yourself, though.
Well, that was like, what, 3-4 years ago? It was a long time, dude.
It's been a while. It's sadly, it's been a while.
Again, I don't get that many Transformers.
Buy some labels, you son of a bitch!
I don't...
Encourage me! Sorry. I'm sorry. The board game side, I sent a text to Dave about this earlier this week, and he politely ignored me.
I had nothing to say.
He had nothing to say. And I was like, aw. For fans of the CMON game Zombie Side, if you've never played it, it's basically a what we call a dungeon crawler with zombies. Which dungeon crawler, Dave, would you like to explain the concept of a dungeon crawler?
Crawl through a dungeon?
Basically. Takes RPG elements and miniatures, and you basically...
Elements,
yeah. Think HeroQuest, for those of you that have been around this long, it's the same idea.
I mean, I don't want to get, like, my...
You don't want to throw your nerd card on the table?
Well, I mean, I'm not even sure what that means. I assume it's like you set up a random dungeon, usually using, like, tiles and shit.
Yeah.
And there's, like, pre-generated... There's some way of, like, putting monsters in specific spots.
Yes.
And then your little character has to go through and navigate and get to the treasure.
So CMON is doing a...
It's Zelda in, like...
Yes.
On the table.
But they're doing a skin of their Zombie Side franchise based on the Marvel Zombies franchise. Which, again, it's zombies. It's kind of played out, but...
Kind of.
It's played out. But the Marvel Zombies thing is kind of cute because there's two different box sets. There's a basic Marvel Zombies set where you get to play as zombie heroes, where you feed off bystanders to reach your objectives. You fight off living superheroes and waves of S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, and the hunger makes you more powerful, but you must devour someone to maintain control. But there's also a Marvel Zombies X-Men Resistance, so where you get to play as the last remaining living superheroes, rescue the bystanders together to gain their help, stand against the zombie heroes and hordes of zombie mutants, and accumulate power to perform amazing heroic actions. In all of this, while there's the pledge for all of that, there's also something they call the Galactus Pledge, which gets you both of those base games, as well as a gigantic Galactus figurine that can hold the minifigures in his hand, like the Silver Surfer he comes with, that also has an interchangeable arm and head, so you can have him as the regular Galactus or Zombie Galactus. And that is a game in and of itself. So,
yeah, he never became a zombie. He got eaten.
He got eaten, yes.
Got eaten, and yep. The six surviving guys got Galactus powers. Yep.
Spider-Man.
Wolverine, Spider-Man.
Cap, Iron Man.
Iron Man, I think Cap. I think Hulk.
Hulk. And Thor, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah. The zombie heroes they've shown off so far, Luke Cage, Beast, and Winter Soldier. And then, of course, there's superhero versions of those as well, because you can play both. So you get Luke Cage, Beast, and Winter Soldier as the regular versions. You get a regular version of Moon Knight, as well as a Kickstarter-exclusive version of Daredevil. Iron Man, The Wasp, Ms. Marvel, Sabretooth, Rogue, Wolverine, Hulk, Jimmy Woo, Storm, Deadpool, Vanessa Fisk, Cyclops.
Yeah, Vanessa was like...
Those are all Kickstarter exclusives.
Kingpin was keeping her... trying to keep her safe.
Yep. The zombie heroes in Marvel Zombies are Cap, Deadpool, Wasp, Iron Man, Captain Marvel, and Hulk. You get a bunch of bystanders, which are Okoye, Mary Jane, J. Jonah Jameson, Pepper Potts, Wong, Blind Al, Bob, Sharon Carter, Aunt May, Agent Coulson, Betty Ross, and Thunderbolt Ross. You also get S.H.I.E.L.D. troopers. So you get 30... What's 7 times 5, Dave? 32 funds.
7 times 5 is 35.
35, thank you. I can't, Jason, math not well. You get 35 S.H.I.E.L.D. troopers, 7 of each different skin. You get some S.H.I.E.L.D. guards and S.H.I.E.L.D. specialists. And then you get the enemy superheroes of Spider-Man, Thor, Scarlet Witch, Doc Strange, Ms. Marvel, and Black Panther. And then the Marvel, the X-Men one, the living superheroes are Colossus, Rogue, Wolverine, Magneto, Storm, and Mystique. The bystanders are Senator Kelly, Abigail Brand, Trish Tilby, Kalisto, Kazar, Valerie Cooper, Mariko Yoshida, William Stryker, Shauna, Amanda Sefton, Bolivar Trask, and Moyer McTaggart, which I was like, oh man, they're like, some of these are like deep cuts.
I mean, they're all the X-Men cuts.
Yeah. But the cute thing is with this, with the walkers, it's all multiple man, which is awesome. I think that's a neat little idea. The brutes are Reavers, or zombified Reavers. And then the runners in this game are Hellfire soldiers that have been zombified. So, but then you get the zombie heroes are Iceman, Juggernaut, Cyclops. Yeah, there you go. Dark Phoenix.
I mean, that's kind of like...
Psylocke and Sabretooth. I mean, Dark Phoenix alone, you're like, well, I'm fucked.
Yeah, I mean, she was kind of out of the picture when they did Marvel Zombies. Boy, for a reason.
Yeah, for reasons. And then there's the Galactus the Devourer, which is kind of neat. But they've also announced a bunch of stuff. Like, he comes with the living Silver Surfer and the zombie Silver Surfer. So that's kind of neat. Some of the stretch goals, like I said, there's the hero version of Iron Man, of Wasp, of Sabretooth, there's the zombie Ms. Marvel, the zombie Rogue. So basically, they're doing versions of the Kickstarter extras of these characters from the games as their heroes, or, you know, as the regular versions and zombie versions. Mm-hmm. So you can actually play both versions of those characters. Yeah, and the stretch goals of Luke Cage, zombie Luke Cage, Beast, all that. Moon Knight, Winter Soldier zombie, Daredevil. So yeah, they're doing some... and then there's Fantastic Four Under Siege, which is an optional buy.
Well, that's weird, because the Fantastic, it was all their fucking fault.
Well, that's true, but
Reed was like, zombies are clearly a superior species and, like, infected everybody.
Simon is really good about this. They will release, like they did with the Masters Universe game, they will show off these other box sets that are optional buys, and then, like, the last 14 days of the campaign, they will have an all-in where you get it all in one fell swoop.
Hmm.
But it looks like... Fantastic Four comes with... they didn't really go into that. So you get 10 character pieces. Looks like you get a zombie Doctor Strange. Or Doctor Strange. Doctor Doom, a zombie Skrull.
Well, that's where they went after they finished with Earth. They went to eat the Skrulls.
Yeah, I can't tell who the other two characters are, Dave.
For fuck's sake.
I can't tell who those characters are. The Fantastic Four, the hero ones, of course, are Human Torch, Thing, Mr. Fantastic, and Invisible Woman with a Herbie.
Yeah.
Herbie the Robot.
Herbie.
And then the two...
Agatha.
Agatha and Alicia?
Alicia, yeah, she's got the cane.
Yeah, she's got the cane. So, but then there's the Kickstarter exclusives for that are the regular Super Skrull and then zombie versions of Fantastic Woman and Thing. So, I think they've cleared $1 million on this campaign already. $4 million. CMON games tend to they tend to ramp up real quick because CMON's got a pretty much a big built-in audience that buys, especially Zombicide's one of their most popular games. They buy anything and everything, but god, they're 819% funded. And the one I've been watching is a game called Final Girl. Final Girl Series 2. It's a solo board game adventure. And basically every one of them is based on a horror trope or a sci-fi trope. You, of course, play the heroine in the tale, and you have to survive these nightmares.
Which is, the final girl.
Yeah, hence Final Girl. This game's got my interest, and it might come down to whether or not I'm like, I kind of want to back it. Some of the feature films in Season 2 are Into the Void. So you get Ellen and Jeanette. So it's aliens, basically.
It's aliens. Yeah, I gotcha.
You get the organism.
The Thing.
Featuring Station 2891, yep. So you get Kate and Uki. You get the intruders, which is basically...
That could be several.
It could be like, several.
Like Funny Games or The Purge.
It's. I think it's more The Purge. But I think it might be a combination of two of them. You get the Big Bad Wolf, which is a werewolf one, of course. So you get Red and Gretel, kind of cute.
Fight fairy tale.
The Ratchet Lady, featuring Wolf Asylum, which is more a Silent Hill.
Really a movie. It was a movie, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah. Series 1 films, though, are The Happy Trails Horror, which is a Jason Voorhees killer. The Haunting of Creech Manor. Slaughter in the Groves. Carnage at the Carnival. Frightmare on Maple Lane.
I wonder what that one's based on.
You get the idea. But... apparently, it's a really well-received game. Like people love this game, and apparently, it's one of the hardest like solo games that anyone's ever played. People are like, "I would back the second one if I could survive the first one." And then, for those of you that had backed the Toys That Time Forgot Volume 3, you'll know that because of COVID, because of the problems with shipping, Volume 3 got severely delayed. But this week he sent out the surveys. So if you have not checked your email in a while, and not checked Kickstarter, and you've backed Toys That Time Forgot Volume 3, you might want to go check your email or sign into your Kickstarter, fill out the survey so you can get your address locked down so you'll get your book when he's ready to send them. As of right now, he says it's probably going to be the second quarter of this year. So first quarter is what, January, February, March?
I assume.
Yeah, so sometime in the spring. He's going to give everyone an update when the books are on the water. So we'll see when he gives an update about that. I'm excited about this volume, though. And of course, this wraps up his volumes. I don't think he's going to do any more Toys That Time Forgot books after this. It's possible he might, but I think he wants to move on to something else. He had made mention of... I'll have more news coming soon on a separate project, toy related, and not reliant on overseas delivery. So we'll see what Blake's got going on here real soon. I'm excited for the future with Blake because his books are amazing, and of course
they're really good.
And of course we've known Blake. He's a great guy and does his work, does his homework on this stuff. So I cherish the first two volumes of this book. So and of
yeah,
course,
they're good.
And of course, volume two made Dave sad. Dave
did make sad. Made Dave sad.
Made
Dave.
Sad. Dave. Dave.
It did.
Oh shoot!
Stupid Warbo.
They just had to try to back that fucking Krampus dog.
Had to ride that Krampus.
God damn it.
Internet nonsense. They didn't do something bacon related.
Could have done fucking series two of your goddamn Cthulhu. Oh, they would have been amazing.
They would have been so cool.
Damn it.
Oh, well.
Son of a bitch.
I mean, I don't know.
It's a double-edged sword.
It's a double-edged sword because, you know, if you keep backing the same horse, you know, eventually people get bored with it. But.
Yeah.
Same time, like, I was just like, ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Stupid. My pet monster / just the whole Krampus thing, it was already tiresome by that point.
Yeah, it was.
The only thing I hate more than Christmas are the people that are, like, think they're clever by being anti-Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's just tedious. It's like, yeah. The people who like Christmas, at least they legitimately like it.
Yeah.
Whereas the other people are just being, look, Krampus, he's a monster. He's related to Christmas. Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like Christmas either, but I just ignore it as much as I can. It's just.
Well, I mean, they expanded upon the idea of Krampus because Krampus is a real.
It's a legitimate
part of the myth, but they've taken it in like. What's the. Is shrewd the right word?
I have no idea what you're going for.
I don't either. Like, they've just kind of like melted it into their own like trope, basically.
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, are you talking specifically Warpo or just.
No,
in
I'm just talking about everyone that's used the damn Krampus, like the movie Krampus and all this other stuff they've done. And,
well, okay, yeah, but that was, you know.
Like, Call of Duty, of all things, like, had a Christmas thing where Krampus would hunt you, and I'm like, really?
Well, I remember before Krampus was even a thing, they had an episode of Venture Brothers, a Christmas special, where he shows up and.
Yeah.
Basically has sex with Dr. Venture.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Poor Dr. Venture.
Yeah. But it's just like, at this point, it's not clever anymore. Yeah, we all know that Krampus is... Like, the Krampus movie apparently was really good.
That's what I've heard. I've never seen it, but yeah, I've heard that too.
Which is fair, but I mean, just... I don't know. It's just people like always... I'm sorry, I'm not very coherent tonight.
That's all right.
My point is, it's just like, look, if you don't like Christmas, that's fine. I don't either. But it's just... Now, like, that counter... You know, Krampus, and this, and that, and that. It's like, Jesus, just...
Yeah.
Just get on with your lives. Let people like what they want.
Let it go.
Wow.
Which is funny is that Let It Go has been toppled as the number one Disney song of all time.
By what?
We Don't Talk About Bruno.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I know it's a thing on the YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good song.
Yeah, man. It is.
I got a question, though.
Yeah.
I got a question about this movie that you like, sir.
Encanto?
And you must answer this question. You must defend.
Sure, okay.
You must defend the movie,
okay.
Sir.
Okay.
So how come the one girl's powers are super hearing? She can hear anything.
Yes.
Fucking Bruno lives in the walls of the mansion. He's watching TV. How does she not know that somebody's watching telenovels? He's got three different characters that talk to each other.
That's a good damn question, and I think it's just one of those weird, like, it's just one of those weird things about Disney where you go, where they just kind of shrug it off as, hey, whatever.
Your movie's flawed.
Maybe she thought she was hearing rats or hearing the other people in the house, but yeah, it's a weird, like, she should have known somebody was in the walls.
Yes.
I don't just, unless him being in the walls, because the way the house
she had super created, the house protected him.
Yes,
you know what? There you go. That's actually a pretty good answer.
That's the only thing I can come up with because you know the house.
The movie
is magical.
Doesn't say that.
Yeah, but the house is magical, and the house maybe knew he was in there. And
oh well, that's absolutely knew he was in there.
Yeah, that he was trying to heal the house so that protected him from everyone else to let him do what he needed to do.
Yeah,
but actually, it was Mirabelle all along. She had to bring the family back together.
Well, yeah.
Because family is the bond that holds us all.
Well, the children, the family was the magic, the real
That's
magic.
Right. That's right. Damn it. Such a good movie.
It's a good movie.
You still haven't watched Street Fighter, have you?
I've had parks to build.
Oh,
sir.
Yes. Dave has had many Jurassic Parks to build.
Well, just the one.
Na, na, na.
Just the one. Semi-perfect one.
Semi-perfect one?
It'll never be perfect. because the game itself is flawed.
Yes.
The game itself has flaws. But yeah, I'm happy with what I got.
Sir, the game is flawed, sir.
It's also got some issues.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's a glitch where the dinosaurs, for some reason, they get stuck or they freeze.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, like, they're just, they die because they're starved to death.
Oh, well, that's Because
they're
not,
glitched yeah, into one spot. They can't eat. Yeah, can't drink.
Yeah,
that's not fun. Yeah. So, that sucks.
I hate glitchy things.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah. It was annoying in the it was annoying in the 80s. It's still annoying today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like, I had if you think about it, this game has, like, a lot of moving parts. Because I don't know how many hundreds of dinosaurs, not hundreds, but probably at least 200 animals in that park. I mean, there were like, you know, I did have you know, I told you my dream thing was if I could combine the elements, I would have this little section over here.
Right.
Which basically, it's like it uses the original vehicle, the original tour ride, and it takes you through like a little kind of like all the dinosaurs from the original Jurassic Park.
Yes.
So I have that. I was very happy about it. It's very crammed. And like if I actually played legitimately, all the dinosaurs would go insane because they're all crammed into too small space.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you go through the Dilophosaurs and then the Triceratops, and then I have some like the T-Rex is kind of walled off, so you can see him. And then you know you go at the very end, you go through the Velociraptors, who think they're being clever because they can jump fences.
Oh.
This is annoying because like there's a setting for sandbox called No Escapes.
Right.
But in the second game, they have a mechanism where the dinosaurs can jump over the fences.
Oh, Jesus.
Which doesn't count as escaping.
Oh.
Because it's a different escape means they go crazy and try to break through the wall.
Right.
Which is a key game mechanic.
Correct.
Which is why you can't have moats and like vertical surfaces because they always have to be able to break out because that's the game mechanic.
Right.
Which is very annoying. But like, so I just build like double walls. Well, I built double walls and then the actual tour track kind of runs through like a little alley and then there's like bars.
Right.
So, and then there's the Velociraptors would jump over, they're double fences. So they jump into the little alley fences and then like, well, there's no food here. Help.
Yeah.
Like, you idiots. Stop it. And I had three Velociraptors. They were all named after the Marx. Well, I have five, but three in the Jurassic Park, right? And they're all named after the Marx Brothers.
Oh.
And I'm on Harpo 5.
Oh no.
Harpo keeps dying.
Oh well, that.
I don't know why Harpo keeps dying, but.
That tracks.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure Harpo was the first to go.
He might have been. He was the oldest, actually. I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or no, I think maybe Chico was the oldest.
Chico was the oldest, but I think.
I was just surprised Groucho wasn't. I was always surprised.
Actually, now I want to.
And then in the regular,
I want to Google.
Well, I also rebuilt my beloved Carnosel, which is the carousel of carnivores.
Ah,
that's where the other two are, Gummo and Zeppo. The Carnosel. And I have three T-Rexes. We have a T-Rex. I have three. They're all in different parts of the park. One's in the Jurassic Park ride. One's by himself, and then one's in the Carnosel. And they're one's red, one's green, and one's blue. So they're Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Yeah. Let's see, Marx Brothers. Let's see who died when. Let's see, Chico died in 61. Harpo died in 64. Groucho in 77. Gummo in 77. And then Zeppo lived until 79. Wow. Yeah, Chico was actually, 87. Yeah, he was the oldest. He was born in 1887, Harpo in 1888, Groucho in 1890, Gummo in 1893, and Zeppo in 1901. Yeah. So, they had a brother, Manny, who died in infancy.
Yeah, it's a baby, yeah.
Yep. Wow. And Groucho was 86 when he died. He lived to be the oldest. Good old Groucho. If you've never seen the Marx Brothers movies, you should probably give them a watch. Because I feel like they still hold up to this day. They're still pretty brilliant.
Yeah.
And then after that, you should watch Brain Donors, because it's basically a Marx Brothers movie.
That's what we did. We saw Brain Donors in the theaters, and then we watched... Duck Soup? Was
that
the one that Duck was based Soup. On?
Yeah, yeah, that's the one it was based on. Although Brain Donors still makes me smile. I still love that movie to this day. It's so ridiculously campy. And the people in it, you're like, Jesus, like, what's his face is in it as the Groucho character?
Totoro.
Yeah, Totoro's in it. You're like, oh God, John Turturro's in this. It was early in John Turturro's, he did an excellent Groucho, though.
Yeah, he did pretty good Groucho.
Oh, shit. Well, there you go, guys. That's going to wrap up the show for Dave and I this week.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week with an all-new new shoe. We'll talk about the Boba Fetts next week, because I think we're getting ready to wrap up the season here pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's 6 episodes or 7.
Yeah, it might be 7, but yeah.
Well, we're on episodes. We've had this was episode 4 this week.
Yeah, this was episode 4.
And Jason didn't watch it.
No, but I haven't got to watch it.
My take is it's like the Star Trek movies. It seems like the even ones are good.
Yeah.
So
I'll get around to watching it probably this weekend at some point. And then I'll watch next week's when it comes on, so I can be prepared.
Sure.
Prepared it did. We'll talk about the Boba Fetts, and then God, I don't think we've got a movie to talk about until
Doctor Strange. Oh, I guess Batman.
Yeah, I guess Batman's
in March.
Yeah, Batman's in March, so we'll talk about Batman in March, because everything else is like Morbius got moved, and
yeah,
that was supposed to come out this month, and no Morbius, no Morbius.
Nobody wants, like, dude. That's a good thing for Morbius.
It's true. Nobody wants it in January.
Nobody wants it in January.
Yeah, nobody wants it in January. Save it to the spring. But we'll be back next week with all new shows, so make sure you tune in next time. And until then, David.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
On the Toy Bar Peeps, all ears closed. Peace out.